Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good afternoon to all the delegates, and my thanks, as always, to the interpreters. Happy New Year. This is my first time taking the floor, so I'd like to extend my my best wishes to all of you and the interpreters as well. With a little bit of surprise, I will align myself with my colleague Matteo from CLEPA when it comes to the work that is being proposed by our distinguished colleague from France. Not that we are opposed to discussing scenarios. We participated in some of the workshop, but we believe that it may be premature to go into a proposal for a path forward when we are currently working on the automated driving system regulation, both for a UNR and a GTR. Indeed, several sections of the document address the points that were raised by France, including in the audit section. And at the time being, until the work for the ADS regulation is completed, I think that should be our focus. If there are some specific issues that France and others have noted vis-a-vis scenarios, those should be first brought to the ADS informal working group to address and possibly to integrate into the regulatory text. But I am very concerned that we continue this discussion about a particular database of scenario when that will not be will not put any democracy into this. I want to reestablish again and reaffirm that each contracting party is very sovereign in the way that they will do compliance. And yes, I understand that type approval and 58 agreement have a certain way of approaching this, but at the end of the day, it is very difficult for me to see a path, my apologies. Sorry, Mr. Chair, I will have to bow out. My mother is having an operation and I see that they're calling me, so thank you.